This is CBS, where you'll play Sing It Again for large cash prizes Saturdays on the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Milton. Hi. Could you turn that down just a little bit?
But I was told that I could listen to the radio at a reasonable volume from 9 to 11.
Yeah, no, I know you're allowed to. I was just thinking maybe like a, you know, personal favor.
Well, I told Bill that if Sandra's going to listen to her headphones while she's falling, then I should be able to listen to the radio while I'm collating. Uh-huh. So I don't see why I should have to turn down the radio because I enjoy listening at a reasonable volume.
Thanks.
Good Saturday. Whoa, that mic is hot, yo. That mic is hot. Good Saturday evening, everybody. Welcome to Joe Radio. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Ardinger, with you. My fellow Joe Americans, I'm a little slow today. You know, I'm tired of winter. Oh, how do you like the new theme song? It's pretty cool, isn't it? I like it. It just meanders along and I don't know. Winter, I'm just tired of winter. How about you? Give us a call, 1-800-636-1067. And, of course, there's, joeradio1067@aol.com. Shoot me an email. Also, MySpace page, which is joeradio1067@myspace. I'm sorry. Like I said, I'm a little slow tonight. You know, I should have had myself a Red Bull or something. But we've got a great show for you tonight, and I'll get up to speed, I promise you. I mean, I've got so much to go over with you today. My guest tonight at 10 o'clock, Joe H. Slate. You know who he is? No, you don't know who he is. He is a professor of psychology, and he's the author of like 16 books. But I'm having him. Tonight's subject for the interview is psychic vampires, and he wrote a book couple of years ago. The book's a couple of years old, but I have a great interest in this subject. Psychic vampires, protection from energy predators and parasites. What is a psychic vampire, you may ask yourself? You may ask me, you may say, Joe, I am merely a humble Joe American. What the hell is a psychic vampire? Well, I'm going to tell you. Do you have somebody at work? And I'm not talking about your kids. I know teenagers can just take it out of you. But what I'm talking about is there's somebody at work that just sucks the life out of you mentally and physically. Sometimes they may know they're doing it. They know they're getting on your nerves. Or sometimes they don't. So we're going to talk to Joe Slate tonight. He's down in Alabama, and he's excited to be on the air. And I'm excited to have him because we will be talking about psychic vampires. Ooh, scary. So that's what we're doing. We're going to cover some of the economy, but first I wanted to talk about a few quick things. The Florida power outage while I was out. Let's reset this. And I don't know where my fanfares are tonight. I've lost my fanfares. Oh, wait, maybe I do have them. See, like I said, I'm just out of it. I'm so tired of winter. How about you? It's just cold all the time. I swear to God, yesterday I was cold for the first 2 hours I got out of bed. And I'm like you. I have central heating. I do have central heating. But I was just freezing the whole time. And I've come to the realization that I'm tired of gray days and everything. But You know, I try to get by it. You know how I try to get by it? I take my beagle for a walk. Yes, my beagle. If you go to Joe Ardinger's MySpace page, I say that third person, but it's a different, it's my official MySpace page. You'll see a picture of my beagle, Chip. You know, after the beagle won the Westminster dog show, which we were all very proud at my house of, I looked at my poor little beagle and realized he's about 20 pounds overweight. And one thing beagles will do, they will eat. And they will eat, and they will eat. They'll eat anything. My beagle has eaten Christmas bulbs, batteries, Q-tips. You don't want to see what that looks like when it comes out. Did you know a Q-tip, when it comes out the other end of a beagle, is about twice as long and twice as big around? It, like, expands. It's like a bunch of wadded-up paper that expands. So, anyway, my beagle, he eats everything. So, I got inspired by the beagle that won. Uno, good old beagle Uno. And he looked so good and so thin and so svelte, to use a 50-cent word, that I decided to get Chippy out on the Rocky Balboa plan, which is two a day, 1 or 2 mile walks. And so we're both getting exercise. And that's a good thing, because I don't want the poor guy, you know, I don't want him to get heart disease or liver failure, but that's me. But I don't want the poor guy to get, you know, unhealthy. And, you know, one day this guy, a neighbor in my neighborhood, because that's where all my neighbors are in my neighborhood. I just made myself laugh. But I don't know this guy. See, there's my cold. It's February. Well, actually, it's March. Happy March. It's March. And in the mid-Atlantic, we're all sick. We've all got colds. We've all got flus. But anyway, getting back to a guy, he's not, I don't know who he is. He's just a guy walking his dog, you know, and he's got this little dog. It's a foo-foo dog. You know, it's like a cotton ball with legs, and it's about the size of a squirrel. And I said, hey, how you doing? And he's like, oh, hi. And I said, don't worry about the beagle. He's really friendly. He won't eat your dog. And he goes, I had a beagle when I was a kid. And I said, yeah, so did I. And I loved that beagle so much that we went ahead, we rescued our beagle. We didn't really rescue him. We adopted him from a family that couldn't keep him. And he's a beautiful dog. He's AKC registered. But we've had him fixed, so he's really just nullified. And we don't have him papered. But anyway, the guy goes, I had a beagle when I was a kid. He goes, their fur stinks. And I was like, well, not Chip. Chip is nice and soft, and I like him. And he goes, he's overweight. You know, he's going to have a heart attack. So I'm all of a sudden, I'm like, whoa. I'm like, hey, step off, cat. You know, don't pick on the dog. You got a problem. You can talk to me. You know, I'm the guy who's sitting in my backyard drinking beer all day long. You can pick it with me. Lay off the dog. Do you have neighbors like that? Do you have people that give you a moment when you just say, who raised you? And why are you so rude? I could probably understand why. If I had a dog that looked like his, I'd be rude too. So anyway, honestly, do people ever say that? And it happens a lot. People will say things to you that you just think to yourself, who raised you? And I mean, they're not, I don't even think they know they're being annoying or that what they say is wrong. That's the worst part. But, I mean, I would never pick on somebody's dog, even if it's a pathetic little cotton ball with legs, right? So, anyway, call 1-800-636-1067, and we can talk about that. I mean, we could go on all night long about rude people or just people that say things out of place. But getting to, I guess I'm really just down with the weather and I'm tired of winter, but, you know, I noticed this week while I was out, Florida had a power outage. And Florida, if you're not familiar, is it's in the lower southern United States. It's, if you're looking at a map, it's on the right-hand side of the map. It kind of looks like a leg. It's the leg of America, of Joe America. And when I say Florida, you can't have Florida without duh. Right? Because in Florida, what do you have down there? Well, you have your retirees, and that's fine. If you want to move down to Boca and retire and watch the sunset down there on the Gulf every night, that's great. More power to you. But you also have just hideous crime down there. You know, Sean Taylor was murdered in Florida, right? And for those of you who don't know, Sean Taylor was number 21 on the Washington Redskins and had an unfortunate situation in Florida in a gated community and ended up dead. They have the child molester capital of the world must be down in Florida because they all flock down there. I guess warm weather and molesting kids go hand in hand. But when I saw that Florida had a power outage, I said, this is the chance we've been waiting for. We should take out a giant chainsaw and just cut Florida off and let it float away. That's what I want to do with Florida. Flora, duh. Emphasis on the duh. I mean, come on. What do we need Florida? If we cut it off, then we can just expand, I guess, what is it, Georgia? Georgia? Yeah, we'll just make Georgia a little longer. There'll be no more Florida. No more problems. No more worries. Just be done with it. So these are the things that go through my mind when I see news like power outages in Florida. Another thing that I found really interesting while I was out was actually I have a lot of things. I'm looking at my sheets, and oh, here's another one. I like to say I had Sunday off last week because a buddy of mine who's a drummer and I, we get together every other Sunday and jam, man. We jam out, man. And we just make noise. We're just boys making noise with our toys. And we do that every other Sunday for a few hours. So last week I had Sunday off. And there was a NASCAR race in California. The California Super Speedway, I think it's called. Something like that. And my wife, God bless her, she had work to do. And she was going to go watch TV and work upstairs. And I was going to sit in the living room with the big screen TV and the new surround sound. And I had all my chores done, took the Beagle for a walk. All was good. Sat down with my ice-cold beer to watch NASCAR, and it was raining. So I thought, well, that's cool. You know, when it rains for a NASCAR race, you can stay with it for a little while. I mean, I watched ZZ Top jam, and that was cool. I haven't even heard of those guys in a while. It's been a while. And, you know, kind of watching all the specials, you know, they put together these things for when it rains so they don't have to constantly talk. And they finally got the race underway, and it was great. And I think 20-something laps into it, they had a really spectacular crash. But it was because there was water seeping up out of the concrete. The concrete was dry. The track was dry. But they had water seeping up during the race, and it caused the wreck. So they decided to dry the track some more. But because it was seeping up through these cracks, they had a guy come out with a big old concrete saw. And he was cutting channels into the track so that the water, instead of coming up onto the track, would hit these channels and drain off. And I was watching this, and I couldn't help. For a second, I thought I was really going to be treated to something because the guy was not wearing goggles, and he's cutting concrete. And he had his track pass hanging around his neck, and it was dangling right there over the saw. And I thought, man, if his track pass gets caught in that saw, it's going to yank his neck right down to the saw and cut his head off right on TV. Alas, it didn't happen. These are the things that I think about when I'm watching NASCAR on such a winter's day. Let's go to the phones, Michael. Michael in Arlington.
Hey, how you doing today?
Welcome to the Joe Show, Joe Radio.
Love your show. Awesome.
Thank you. What can I do for you?
Oh, I heard you speaking about your about what comes out of your dog's other end.
Right.
And you know, did you know? Here's like a theory thing, and my ex-girlfriend claims that she used to have them in her backyard. You know, you can get African dung beetles that survive in U.S. climates. You can toss them in your backyard, and for a number of years, you won't have to scoop any of your dog's poop.
Well,
the dung beetles take care of all the business. No, you don't even have to worry about it.
So her dog doesn't eat the beetles?
No. You can't even see them. They don't even come out until the poop's been laid.
Wow. I would like to look into that. Now, where would one acquire some African dung beetles that can survive in America?
You can order them, actually.
Of course you can. There's probably an internet website that says dungbeetle.com, right?
It's whynot.net ideas.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, you can order. It says, why not breed African dung beetles that can survive in climates like the U.S.? You can send off for them at your favorite online pet store, toss them in the yard, no more pickup.
Wow.
FYI, just wanted to let you know.
All right.
Love your show.
Thanks very much. We'll see you.
Bye-bye. All right.
Well, that's a great idea. Now, if you weren't listening to Joe Radio, you would not know that. I did not know that. We learn together on this show, don't we? We do learn together. And I'm in a good mood. I'm in a very good mood because, you know, he was talking about things. He was talking about the dung beetles. And I brought up that they're probably readily available over the internet. And I have found some things on the internet that I will share with you later in the show that I found very interesting regarding some news that just happened today. Now, before we talked to Michael, we went to, hold on a second. Oh, my computer's gone to sleep. Oh, no, it hasn't. It's awake. Wake up over there. I know I'm not the greatest radio personality, but you could at least stay awake for me. But some news that happened just recently out in Las Vegas, we'll be covering that a little later on. But I wanted to get back to things that happened while I was out. And talk about the economy. Now, if you've been listening to the show regularly, you're no stranger to the fact that I cover some political things. And this economy is really taking a downturn. Yesterday, the Dow Jones dropped 300 points or so. I heard it was 2% of the entire Dow Jones. That's a lot. That's a big hit to take. Myself, your humble Joe American, I don't own stocks, so I don't really have to worry about that. But I did notice, and I don't know what a lot of this means, but the economy, did you know that, like, one of our dollars is worth $1.50 in euros? Now, I don't know what that does for me. I don't know what that does for the Euro spenders. I don't know what that means. And if you want to call 800-636-1067 and fill me in, we'll learn together, because I don't know economics. I don't profess to. But what I'm getting at is twice this week on two different shows here at WJFK, people called with financial problems. I was cooking breakfast, I guess Friday morning, Thursday morning, and the junkies. A guy called in saying that he was going to lose his house. And I think he said he was a farmer and he got behind on payments and now it was just too much to deal with. And then later that day on the Don and Mike show, a guy called, and if you were listening to Don and Mike, I got involved in this one because I couldn't believe how stupid this guy was. And I don't mean stupid really in a derogatory way. I know that might sound stupid to you, but what I mean is both of these guys, there are so many things you could do. This guy was going to jail for not paying his taxes, for not filing, which, okay, fine. You know, I've lived my life, you know, recklessly at times. And I've certainly, if you're familiar with me being talking about these things, I have been under the screws as far as the IRS is concerned. And at the time, I thought it was a very serious thing. And it is a very serious thing, except for once you go through it. Now, and I don't know these two people personally, and I did not talk to them further. I don't know how old they are, and I don't know their circumstances exactly. But really, in this country, there are still ways to keep your house and to keep from going to jail when you owe the IRS money. The last thing the IRS really wants to do is put people in jail. They'd rather have you out there working it off. In my case, I got a good lawyer, and I mean not a television lawyer. You have to get referred to somebody, and they're not cheap, but they're going to straighten things out for you. You have a lot of rights in this country concerning money. Do you know, if you're behind on your credit cards, if you owe a lot of credit on credit cards, don't pay them. You know, just don't. the banks are betting on you, and they lose. It's not your fault. The banks are saying, well, we'll lend you, quote, lend you. Because you don't, it's not like a real loan. You get a real loan from a bank, that goes right into your bank account so that you can use it as you see fit. Credit cards, it really is, there's no money there. What they're doing is they're allowing you to get products at your Walmart or your Target. And they're saying you're good for it because you're going to pay us back. And they charge you, let's just say 9.9%, let's say 10% interest, which is pretty high. But right now, interest rates are high because of the problem with the dollar. Now, stay with me, because I know I'm getting deep here, and I know this is thick. But when they're giving you 10%, they're giving somebody else 19%. So just in case you don't pay, they're still getting it covered on the other end. Now, I had Paul Craig Roberts on my second show, and he explained this. And the reason the banks are getting it now, and I mean not in a good way getting it, is because they took risk on people that, and this has all been said before, they took risk on people they should never have given any money to buy a house. Their bet was that it was a tangible asset, and their bet was that if the person couldn't pay for the house, well, they'd just throw the person out of the house and then sell the house to some other schmuck. You see, you realize the bank doesn't want a house. It's not in the business of buying, gathering up houses. You don't go to the bank. You don't see pictures on the walls. Hey, look at all the houses we own. That is not their object. Their object is to keep it out there earning for them. Now, in the case of credit cards don't matter. I've been behind on my credit cards before. Didn't pay them. If you get a good lawyer, and if you research this closely enough, some places, in some states, I was talking to my brother who lives in California. I cannot speak for myself. I cannot speak for Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia. And I certainly hope I don't have to utilize this method of jamming the credit card people. But my brother told me that in California, there's a statute of limitation on them collecting their money. 3 years. After 3 years, you don't owe them that money. If they can't squeeze it out of you, they lost. They took a gamble and they lost. Another thing about credit cards, excuse me, let me have a sip of water here. Another thing about credit cards, most credit card companies, and this is part of the problem with the housing industry, what's going on in this country as far as credit and loaned out money. Credit cards, when you've basically defaulted on your agreement, they will turn around and they'll sell your bad debt to a collection agency. Usually 30 cents on the dollar or so. Again, I'm talking out of my ass. But about 30 cents on the dollar, let's just say. That's called a third-party collection. Most of the times when you're receiving all those harassing phone calls, and I know you are because I've been there, those people are third-party bill collectors. And in most states, I know in the Commonwealth of Virginia because I did this, you don't owe a third-party biller anything. Once Visa has sold that account to that person, it's null and void. You don't owe that third-party biller. So what you do when the phone rings and they say, you know, I'm calling on behalf of, they will say stuff too. They will lie to you. They will say, I'm calling on behalf of Visa or MasterCard or American Express, whoever it is, Diners Club. Does anybody even have a Diners Club card? They'll say, I'm calling on behalf of Visa. And, hey, pal, we gotta work something out with you. We want to get this straightened out so you know that you don't have to worry about anything further happening to you. And you certainly don't want to ruin your credit. Well, they can stop right there because as soon as Visa has has issued default on you, your credit's shot. That's okay. You can always repair it. They'll send you another credit card faster than you know. So they'll say that they're calling on behalf of Visa. They'll say that they're going to work with you. All you have to do is stop and say, are you a third-party biller? They may ask you, what does that mean? Because they think they're crafty. You say, well, did your company buy my debt from Visa? They have to answer if it's true. They have to tell you yes, if they're a third-party biller. At that point, you tell them, well, I'm not under any obligation to pay a third-party biller for this debt. It wasn't in my credit card contract. And I'm not going to pay you. Stop calling me. And if you do call me, I'm going to record the phone calls, and then I'm going to sue you. Now, you can't just do this on your own. You can do this over the phone on your own. But when you get into these troubles, long before you get into losing your house, you got to have a good attorney. You have to. You have to, and you can't be cheap with it. I speak from experience. I wouldn't wish what I've been through financially on anybody. I've finally gotten it all straightened out, and you know, hopefully, I mean, my credit cards are low, and I'm also trying to save money, my wife and I, because what we're going to do when the banks finally do have to own the houses, which they will because they can't sell these bad mortgages to other people because nobody's buying them because everybody knows they're worthless, we hope to pick up a house for what it's actually worth and not its inflated and prospected on and, you know, turnover rate. You know, a price of it is, which is about $200,000 for the type of townhouse that we live in right now. Realistically, maybe $235,000. Certainly not the $485,000 they were going for in, December 05, I think. Yeah. Well, no, 06. December 06, 07, and then 08. Yeah. Okay. And now they're down to about $380,000. $350,000, still too much. Don't want your house. Don't want to buy a house at that price. You can bring it down to about $250,000 for a crummy townhouse. It doesn't make any sense. So there's your advice from me on how to deal with that. And I was reading on the internet about a guy who lived in Boca Raton, Florida. And here's what he did. I think he may have been a lawyer himself. He may have known exactly what he was up to. The bank came to collect on his house to throw him out. He said, well, you can't have my house until you show me the note, until you show me that you own this house. You know what the bank did? The bank is now trying to find the note. They sold it to somebody who sold it to somebody who packaged it up and sold it to somebody else. They don't even know where the note is. You can't throw somebody out of their house if you don't have the note. You can't even start a legal procedure with that. Now, the guy, technically, I suppose the guy is squatting. And I think maybe if he doesn't pay them, you know, I guess the bank could go to court over it. But you see, nobody wants to go to court on that end. And credit card companies don't want to go to court on you. It costs way too much. Their lawyers are way too expensive. Let's say you, and it's quite possible, let's say you have $10,000 of credit card debt. It's quite easy to do. Well, for one thing, if you're gone that far to the point where you've either got to bankrupt or you got to go to court over it, they are going to have already expanded it. So it'd be very easy to be $10,000 in debt when you've only really spent about $3,000 or $4,000, but once they start hitting you with all their fees that they make up, it can easily, they'll be saying, well, you owe me this, you owe me that. Well, no, you don't, because really all that's been put out there is about $3,000 of TVs and VCRs and dinners and drinks and, you know, all that stuff. So that's all they really want. They really didn't exert any effort by making this plastic card, giving it to you, and saying they'll cover you, right? And they certainly don't want your TVs and VCRs. So, for them, their lawyers are so expensive, their corporate attorneys, they're $1,000 an hour easily. I think our corporate attorneys at JFK are similarly as expensive. Well, they're going to burn that money just waiting for the judge at bankruptcy court to call your name and get through all the other people in front of you. Unless your name is Ardinger, because they do go alphabetically. So, you know, don't ask me how I know. But anyway, so that's just a little bit of advice. I don't know a lot of things. I'm not a smart man, Jenna. I am not a smart man. And I've made a lot of mistakes. However, if I can just get you, do not focus on what appears to be all this money that you don't really owe. Get yourself a good attorney and get on top of the situation. You know? Don't let anybody scare you. Don't let anybody fool you. And the guy going to jail for not filing, I'm dumbfounded by that. But he said he got his lawyer from the television set. And that's what you're going to get when you get your lawyer from the television set. So, to each his own. Anyway, whew, that was quite a rant. You have to excuse me. I got a dry throat. This doggone weather. Hey, give me a call and let me know where you're listening from. Especially if you're listening from California. Please call 800-636-1067 because... just tell me how nice the weather is. We are just trying to get to spring. And on the East Coast here, it is just always so difficult to make that turn from crappy gray days over to just sunshine and you start working in the yard and everything. Oh. So give me a call, 800-636-1067. We'll talk about any and all of these things. I think when we come back... I could still go on. I mean, the economy. I've got this. I printed some of this stuff out. AP from Thursday. Economy slows to a near crawl. Then I've got another one that says February 28th, same day. February 28th was Thursday. Bush, U.S. is not headed into recession. I had a little bit of news for him. Well. I don't, it's not news. He's lying to us. That's what he does. And also, here's a story that I think we will touch on when we get back. There is new evidence. And this is a guy I'd like to have as a guest on my show, and I think I will at some point. New evidence challenges official picture of Kennedy assassination. This is not JFK, not John F. Kennedy, the president, but Robert F. Kennedy. Who was killed in the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, I believe, in 1968. I really don't have to go over that much of the facts, but we'll touch on this when we get back, because it's pretty interesting. I'd like to have this guy on, and he was just, this guy, when I read this article, I realized that he had just been here in D.C., so I kind of missed my chance. But anyway, let's crank up the new Groovy Joe song. And when we come back, we'll talk about all these things. 800-636-1067, Joe Radio 1067 at AOL.com, and Joe Radio 1067 on the MySpace page. Also, we've got our guest coming up. Don't forget, Joe Slade at 10 o'clock.
Joe Radio!
Thank you, Charlie. We're going to talk about psychic vampires, and we've got this day in history. It's a really good one. And, oh, so much more on Joe Radio. My fellow Joe Americans, stay right there, and I'll be right back.
Live from the GEICO Studios.